The head of Pinkerton's National Detective Agency had reason to feel satisfied with himself that Saturday morning, February 23rd. His covert mission had begun a little more than a month earlier, when Samuel Morse Felton, a kindly-looking Massachusetts man, hired him to investigate threats to Felton's Philadelphia, Wilmington, and Baltimore Railroad from pro-secessionist saboteurs. The line was a vital rail link from the north to Washington, over which federal troops and supplies would travel if war broke out with the South. Pinkerton, whose Chicago agency specialized in tracking and capturing train robbers, arrived in Baltimore on February 1st with a squad of his best detectives. Quickly, his undercover operatives infiltrated Baltimore's secret societies and paramilitary organizations that supported Southern secession from the Union. Each agent was identified on intelligence reports they delivered to him by code names or simply with their initials. Using the pseudonym John H. Hutchinson, Pinkerton posed as a chatty stockbroker from Charleston, South Carolina. It soon became clear to him that the danger was far more serious than railroad vandalism. Practically, from the day they arrived, Pinkerton and his detectives began picking up the stories swirling around Baltimore of plots to assassinate the president-elect when he passed through the city. Lincoln, who by tradition remained secluded during his successful 1860 presidential campaign, while others stumped for him, had departed Springfield, Illinois on February 11th for a 12-day, 1,904-mile roundabout trip to Washington, D.C., with frequent halts in key states he had won to greet the public and introduce himself to the country before his inauguration the next month as the 16th President of the United States. He was scheduled to arrive in Baltimore shortly after noon on February 23rd.